There is growing concern about the spread of diphtheria in remote communities, one of the worst outbreaks in decades. Around 220 people have now tested positive across the Northern Territory, WA, South Australia and Queensland, mostly in remote First Nations communities. Marion Scrimgeour is the Federal Labor MP for Lingiari, which takes in much of the top end, and she's the Special Envoy for Remote Communities and joins me this morning from Alice Springs. Marion Scrimgeour, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks, Sara. Good morning.
It's Sally with you
this morning. Sally, how are you?
Very well, thank you. This is one of the worst outbreaks since national records began in 1991. Mm. How concerned are authorities about the spread of diphtheria right now?
Look, really concerned, and I know that Congress, with the Northern Territory Health Department, but in particular Congress, have been doing a lot of work and trying to get their staff out there. As John Boffer, who's the acting CEO of Congress at the moment, but also the still works as a doctor there. Doctors are pretty stretched. It is spreading, and that's a bit of a concern. I think what we've seen is a decrease in the number of people getting vaccinations, and it seems to have been a bit of a pause. I think I'm not sure, and I'm going to try and catch up with John Boffer while I'm in town before I head back to Canberra, just to get some facts and data in relation to this, and also the level of support. I've spoken in the past to Paul Burgess, who's the Chief Health Officer for the Northern Territory Government. I think all of the community-controlled health sector is working with the Northern Territory Government to try and, deal with this spread, particularly given the impact on Aboriginal people in our remote communities and the transient movement of people where they're coming from communities into our main urban centres. So the spread will, become quite a worrying trend, which is what we've seen in Central Australia.
The federal government is working on a support package primarily aimed at boosting waning vaccination rates. What support can the federal government offer state and territory governments to help to clamp down on this outbreak now?
Look, I think any support that the federal government, and I know that Mark Butler, who's the federal minister, has certainly come out saying and has said that the federal government will give whatever support. I know listening to John Boffer and Congress, but also, some of the health services up in the top end, workforce shortages is a big issue. And at some stage, we do need to deal with that. We do need to get that extra capacity into the territory, particularly if those numbers increase. And I know that it is certainly on the radar of the NT Health Department and Paul Burgess. So I think we need to have a look at where can the Commonwealth, assist this, both the community control sector but also the Northern Territory Government to make sure that we can get on top of this outbreak.
How do you see the bigger picture there? This is a disease that should be long gone in Australia, but we're seeing it spread now primarily in these remote Indigenous communities. What do you think about the fact that that's happening now in 2026?
Oh, look, I think it's a real worry, and it is a concern. And I think we need to have a look at, the immunisation program. So, usually we had a really good rate in terms of the numbers of people, and particularly from babies, through a lot of the programs, the vaccination rates have always been really good and high. And I think for people, for that hesitancy that's come through, and I think a lot of it came through after COVID. I think there's, a lot of Aboriginal people, just like non-Aboriginal people, I think there's been, there have been some issues that have come up because of the COVID immunisation. And so people have been really, there's been a lot of misinformation that's been out there in terms of immunisations. The NT has always had a really good record in terms of making sure that the efficacy of people getting immunisation, you know, immunisations, particularly babies, has always been a really good one. We've seen those numbers go backwards, so we need to get everyone to have a vaccination. It is a concern that diseases that have, you know, and issues like diphtheria, it's like tuberculosis, it's like a lot of these old diseases we thought were diseases of the past century are now, you know, are still there and have come back, and we need to deal with them.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking with the federal member for Lingiari, Marion Scrimgeour. Anthony Albanese, the Prime Minister, travelled to Alice Springs yesterday to meet with some of the family members of Kumanjaya Little Baby, the five-year-old allegedly abducted from her town camp and murdered. You stood alongside the PM and the Minister for Indigenous Australians, Malindiri McCarthy. Why was the Prime Minister's visit important in your view?
Look, he came to Alice Springs to pay his respect to the grieving family. I mean, this is, and, you know, he wanted to come and see the family. There was, and to sit down with the family. So we arranged, you know, through my office to sit down so that he could sit with the mother, the grandparents, to talk to them, but also to have a look at the town camp in which, you know, Kumanjaya Little Baby was taken. And, you know, that was done, that was to, we wanted to make sure that we still respected the family's neck because they're still going through that sorry business. But they wanted to meet with him and to, so there was a long conversation with the Prime Minister about, you know, town camps, housing, you know, all of these issues going forward. And they wanted, but they wanted him to hear, you know, their grief and what they were going through. And it was important for him to get that message that it's not just, you know, messages for me as a federal member or Malindiri or anyone else that might be telling him or through the media, but to hear firsthand from the family, from the mother. And that really, you know, that was important for him to sit down and listen to him. We can't allow this tragedy to happen again, and we keep saying that. So I think it needs all levels of government. It needs, you know, not just the Northern Territory government. It needs the Commonwealth government to sit down and to work together to try and fix these issues. There were attempts when the intervention in the Northern Territory happened in 2009, there was the transfer of the leases and the responsibility from town camps to the Northern Territory government. There hasn't been the investment on the table, and that's what we need to sit down and so whilst the Commonwealth has increased its funding to the Northern Territory government, organisations like Tangentia have received funding, but the responsibility for those houses and the funding of that has never been transferred to Tangentia. That's with the Northern Territory. And we need to work with the government, not use this as a blaming exercise or who, you know, what we should be doing. We need to do better. And that was the answer. That was what the Prime Minister, you know, his message to the family was, we have to do better. You know, the Commonwealth can't ignore this, and we have to do better, and we need to work with the NT government to fix this.
Marion Scrimgeour, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
No worries. Thank you.